Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here with Kevin Scott Joyner, and thank you, Kevin, for coming. And I want to hear a little bit more. I talked a little bit about the songs as a kind of, like inner counseling system or something.
Sure.
Does that make some sense to
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I think that usually the sort of the inner struggle, I think, as you had mentioned, happens beforehand. And then the song is the process of getting out kind of what you've learned. Now, sometimes as you're writing something, it'll reveal itself in the lyrics that you maybe didn't realize. And also, like, I'll come back to a song years later and realize there's something in the song that I hadn't picked up then.
Right.
Which is great. I mean, the songs are always new, and I think songs always should be new. You know, there's a certain aspect when you perform a song, you try to get back to the initial state you were in, you know, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever, when you're doing that. But there's also the important part of you know, expressing in the moment how you feel and how's the song affecting you now. And I try to do a little bit of both and always bring whoever I am at the moment to the song.
Sometimes I think of songs as being sort of inner prayers that the songwriter says, both for themselves and for the audience, you know, and that by being challenged with the job of taking this song around and sharing it, one experiences that as a, you know, the inner part of that, because the lyrics just continue to wash over you like a prayer would, you know, just
sure
continues to come back.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly the spiritual side of it, and I mean, there's a reason that you know, choruses almost have a chant-like quality.
And I think that's true regardless of what kind of song it is, whether it's a simple melody or more mm-hmm. complex song. But I would like you to do another song for us.
I'd love to.
Life is a hospice. That's what you said. As if to brush the shadows from your bed. One final whisper before you rose to go. Life is a hospice, and that's the only truth I truly know. Out there beyond your window, autumn grew shy. Her colors fading like the sunset in your eye. All veins and paper, frail edges curled, ready to fall at any moment into the whirlpool of the world. Life is a hospice, that's what you said. As if to brush the shadows from your bed. A final whisper before you rose to go. Life is a hospice, and that's the only truth I truly know. Out there among the gathered, your children wait. Too young for this, but old enough to contemplate. The empty armchair, a silent song, and a thousand questions with an answer we've carried with us all along. Life is a hospice. Maybe the sky is just a ceiling. Maybe the streets are really halls. Maybe our anger and our hatred are only the dying's desperate cause. Maybe my laughter is a candle trying to kick away the glow, while I wait for hands I cannot see as they prepare my room. Life is a hospice, that's what you said. If just to chase the shadows from your bed, one final whisper before you chose to go. Life is a hospice, and that's the only truth I truly know. I've not forgotten just what you spoke as you drifted off, and something in me woke. A parting gift before you close the door. Life is a hospice, and that's the only truth I know for sure. Life is a hospice, those were your words. They circled around my heart like clouds of black-winged birds. A passing thought before you had to go. Life is a hospice, and that's the only truth I ever need to know.
Thank you.
Wow. You got to talk to me about that, that psalm.
It's not an easy one to sing.
Right.
I have two sisters, two older sisters. The middle one passed about 6 years ago. It'll be 6 years in October. And she passed in a hospice. And the experience of that, come from a Southern family, big family. My mom literally went in and told the people at the hospice, she's like, we're going to be camped out here. And they were very gracious and allowed that to happen. So, I mean, it was basically like a living room. There's a TV, there's couches and stuff. There's a table where my nieces are doing homework. People are bringing snacks. It's just like a house. Yet, you know, 10 feet away, there's a door and somebody's dying behind it. And then 15 feet over here, there's a door and there's somebody dying behind it. And then, you know, if you blew away the ceiling of the hospice and you took all the walls and you pushed them out miles and miles and miles and just expanded the rooms a bit, you've got the world. And so that's inspired me to try and be a lot kinder to people because, you know, we do so many things to distract ourselves from that fact. And I just, I haven't been able to let go of that for 6 years. And this song took 6 years to write. Life is a hospice, and then about 15 minutes a few weeks ago for the rest of the song.
So, do you remember what I said in the first part of our show about not having enough time?
Yes.
It feels awful. But I want
on to the next song, right?
I want you to sing another song.
All right.
Drip, drop, drip out of rhythm with your heart. From the corner of your disengaged eyes, you watch your life depart. Resting where the cool of the shadows meets the strength of the floor. You can hear the voice of nameless love crying under the door. Let me in, let me in, let me in. What could ever be that bad. Don't you cry for the loss of something you never really had. Stay awake, I'll soon be by your side. Closing your eyes when you're out in the open is the worst way to hide. Limp, lunge, limp out of step with your will. You pull that knife from the hole in your gut, but then you use it to kill. Oh, and all of that blood that you drank while it might dull the pain. It'll clot in the pipes of your soul till it clogs up the drain. Let me in. What could ever be that bad? Don't you cry for the loss of something you never really had. Stay awake. I'll soon be by your side. Out in the open is the worst way to hide. Forgiveness by the very words you wish to retract. But the cold finger of accusation that is pointed at you is your own, it's your own. Move away from the door, stare straight into your fear, 'cause it's you who decides just how soon I get here. Let me in, let me in, let me in. I'm coming home.
Thank you.
Wow, the soulful, unbelievably great songwriter from our very own region here. Yeah, so great to have you here.
It's been great to be here. This is a great thing you're doing, and I hope you guys get to continue.
Listen,
it for
man,
a long time.
You deserve your own radio show. It's just a great.
The podcast, man. That's what we're working on. It's going to be. It's going to be something really special. And. Yeah, I wish I could say more about it, but there's a lot going on with it. But I've got a tremendous.
I'm so excited. So excited for you, and thanks again for coming.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it so much.
Wild Rose Moon has been produced with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, Judith Robber and Tom Kapusinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you, Katie, and thanks to Kevin Scott Joyner and the Mount Olympus Players, Levi Crawford, Jacob Moreno, and for appearing on the radio show today. Thanks for our Hope College intern and announcer all summer, Katie Smith, our music producer, John Baylor, Nate Butler, co-producer and sound engineer, Ryan Meir, our video producer, Matthew Bergmoser, our amazing photographer, Howard Gibbs, an incredible stage manager, Marsha Heinsberger, set designer, Gene Pazderka, and Jennifer Reed, our hospitality team, Mark Woolever, our resident glass Buddha, and our geek squadron leader, J.R.R.R. Berger. John, did you find yourself social distancing with yourself this week?
I was far away, George.
Okay, you were very far away. It's all right.
So when you think you've lost that life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round. River goes round, round the bend. The river goes round, round, round to the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.